You are listening to Make Space for More, the podcast where we help entrepreneurs like you automate, delegate, and elevate your business. I'm your host, Melissa Swink. I went from being a solopreneur to a CEO by developing a system and team to grow, scale, and 4X my revenue to multiple six figures within 2 years. And now I'm on a mission to help you do the same. Get ready for practical tips, inspiring stories, and expert interviews to help you unlock the full potential of your business. Whether you're starting out or leveling up, we've got what you need. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Make Space for More podcast, where we talk strategies for growing and scaling your business in a way that's authentic and aligned for you. I'm your host, Melissa Swink, and in today's episode, we are going to address the two elephants in the room when it comes to growing and scaling your business with systems and team. Those elephants, you want to guess them? Are you ready? Time and money. These are two big resistors when it comes to investing in our companies and growing them. So with that being said, I have a question for you, and be honest with yourself. Does the idea of purchasing and implementing a new software or system or hiring help rank right up there with getting a tooth pulled at the dentist? We're like, oh, I don't want to go through all of that process. I don't have the money for that. Maybe tomorrow, or I can go a little longer with what I have. There's a lot of resistance when it comes to especially investing the time and money to growing our businesses. So in today's episode, I'm going to address these, especially when it comes to the hesitations that held me back and many others back from growing and scaling our businesses with systems and team. But while I share these common hesitations that many of us have had and currently and still continue to struggle with, we're also going to talk about simple and easy to implement tips to overcome them. And I can share some stories with how I was able to gain some momentum in these areas and overcome these really hard resistors to growing and scaling. So common hesitation number one is I can't afford to hire help in my business or buy that software. So going with the software example for a moment, I want to tell you about a client of mine that I worked with through the Make Space for More framework, where she had a team. She had a virtual team that she was working with and doing her best to manage on her own. But there was a disconnect between the things that she needed done and what her team members were ultimately spending their time on. And they had a lot of meetings to try and get everybody on the same page and make sure that everyone was aware of the deliverables of what needed to happen that week. And when we started working together, I asked her, do you have a centralized place where all of your current tasks and projects and goals and initiatives can live so that everyone can see them and be clear on what's happening next and when does it need to be done by? And so we helped her ultimately set up a project management system for relatively low cost for her team so that they can all be on the same page. They can see what are their tasks that are due this week? When do they need to be done by? Who else needs this information once they're done completing these tasks and these projects? And it was a game changer for her. Yes, she needed to invest the money in purchasing this software and setting up the system. But in reality, how much time and money did that save her from all of these additional meetings that she was bringing everybody together and trying to get them on the same page? And also how much time lost because things weren't done when they needed to be done. It wasn't completely clear to her team of what needed to be done and by when. By investing in the software, it was a huge game changer, not only for her, but their team. So the other item I want to address here when it comes to I can't afford to hire help in my business is tell you the story of how I was able to hire those first team members in my business. So as I shared in episode one and expanded upon in episodes since, I primarily worked on my own for the first 6 years of my business. And at the halfway point in about 2018, I attended a business retreat, and the coach who was leading that retreat ultimately told me, listen, if you want to grow your agency, if you want to make more money, if you want to have more time freedom, you're going to have to hire people to help you. And so with that, I took the leap of faith and I hired two people to work with me and my clients behind the scenes. This is when I was still very, very client facing. I was very new to having team members, but I did hire two people in my business. Now, also, just to paint a picture of where things were at then, I had created a job for myself where I did have consistent clients on a regular basis. I was able to pay my bills most of the time. Sometimes there would be a push and a pull where money would be a little bit tight and then things got flowing again. There was a little bit of ebb and flow, but overall, I was making ends meet. But the challenge then was, where do I find the money to invest in these team members? And what I ended up doing, just to share with you a little bit of kind of the way that I run my business in terms of cash flow and budgeting, I follow a system called Profit First. And you can get the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. It's a fantastic book. I implemented that system several years ago, and I know every month what's coming in, what's going out, and how all that money needs to be divided up and flow. It's a phenomenal book. I'm sure we will talk about that many times during this podcast. But what I did was I put myself on a salary freeze. So I knew how much money I needed to bring in to make ends meet, pay my bills, but didn't leave a whole lot of extra. I wanted to make sure I had enough, but then I froze my salary at that level temporarily. Now, this is not a long-term solution, and I highly recommend that you don't continue to restrict and restrict and restrict yourself when it comes to earning a salary in your business. Again, your business can become a cash-eating monster in a hurry if you don't get this under control. Cannot emphasize Profit First enough. But anyway, I froze my salary temporarily, and I invested 100% of the profits that I received from new business that I was able to bring in into paying my team members. So just to pull that all together, again, where I was at, I was working solo. I was maxed out on clients and projects that I could do myself. When I hired these two team members, we started off small and I told them, you know, we're going to grow over time. And I was able then to go out and bring in some new clients and some new business. Rather than, woohoo, I have extra money coming in, I'm going to go out and buy, you know, that new pair of jeans I want, or I'm going to go out and get a massage with that money. I took 100% of the profit of those new accounts and those new projects and funneled that into paying my team. Now, again, over time, as I really started to be able to scale, of course, I was able to work them into my budget in a better way. I was able to lift that salary freeze and incorporate that into my Profit First system. But in the beginning of hiring that team, I invested 100% of those profits into the new business. Okay, I hope that makes sense, but we can share more about that in future episodes as well. Or if you guys have questions, certainly leave me a comment or send me a message through my website. I would be happy to share more and break that down for you. But I hope that you get the sense of what I'm talking about there. Okay. Common hesitation number two, I don't have time or patience to train people. I'm lifting my hand up on that one. I was like, I am already spending all of my time growing my business. I'm communicating with my clients. I'm leading this new team that I have. I don't have time to take on all of this training and onboarding and all of that. And I want to share with you the story of a tale of two business coaches. I call it a tale of two business coaches. When I was about 2 years into owning my business, I had my daughter. My daughter was born. prior to her being born, that summer, she was born in November. That summer, I invested in working with a business coach to get my business maternity leave ready. So again, I was a solo business owner. I was working with a virtual assistant with a variety of clients, but I knew that I was going to be taking some time off. And so what he had me do during that summer was create a manual of all the things that I was doing in my business so that I could hire some temporary help. Now, I ended up having an intern. She was a college age intern, and actually my mom helped during my maternity leave. That was were the very first team members that I ever had, and they were able to cover for me for a couple of months. And, you know, I did a couple of things during that time as well. There are a few creative writing things that I couldn't hand off to them. But anyway, I spent that whole summer creating a binder of step-by-step written instructions of how to do each recurring task for each of my clients and some of the overall global business tasks that needed to be done as well. I can tell you, it took many, many hours. It was tedious. I hated doing it. I'm glad that I did it because I did have some backup support during my maternity leave, but it was painful. And so when I got back into the swing of things and got back into the business and again, continued to reach my capacity and was limited to the growth of my business based on the amount of hours that I had available, and I attended a business retreat in 2018, and the business coach who was running that said, you need to grow your team. You really need to start hiring people. And I told her, you know, she said, what are your next steps? And my answer to her question was, oh, I need to create a manual of all the things that I do, and that's going to take a long time. And, you know, it's March, and I'm hoping that I can have that done maybe by July. And she looked at me and said, you don't need to start there. She's like, you just need to get a clear idea of the type of work that you need to hand off. You need to find people who have experience and skills in those areas, and then you train them and they document the process alongside you as you're showing them. And my mind was blown. I was like, how many hours did I waste creating a manual back in 2014 when I was preparing for my maternity leave, when all it took was having somebody else sit with me so I can train them and they can document the process? Now, of course, after they documented those processes, I reviewed it and maybe made some corrections, some tweaks, but then they had that process built out. I didn't have to do this myself. I think a lot of us, and I'm talking to myself here as well, imagine that in order to hand something off to somebody else, we have to have it wrapped up with a bow and serve it to them on a silver platter. Like, here you go. Please do this thing for me from here on out, which in reality, we don't have time for that. The other thing that I wanted to share with you, of course, since those early days of documenting, like literally documenting on a Word document of the steps, and, you know, go to this tab and then open this and then click on that. Now our team uses a system called Loom, L-O-O-M. Many of you have probably heard of it, where we can record like basically screen share videos and talk through a process. So, you know, for example, if I'm handing off to my assistant, here's how I need to invoice this nonprofit client, I can walk through and actually do the work of invoicing that nonprofit client, record myself doing it, explaining the steps, and hand that off to her. It is so much more convenient because I am getting work done, and it also is a much easier way for her to receive that information, follow it along, and be able to do the work on my behalf. I can tell you that training other people does not have to be hard. The other tip that I have here, and I want to emphasize this, is to hire an experienced person who has the skill sets for what you're looking for. Don't train. I'll take a step back. Understand that if you are hiring a brand new person with no experience and it's an entry-level position, you will need to invest more time in training them. And if that's what makes sense for you and where you're at in your business, and you have the time and you have the patience to train somebody on the from the ground up, great. For those of us who are stressed for time as it is far easier to hand off tasks to somebody who's experienced, where instead of training them how to do all the things, it's more or less showing them, here's how I do this, or here's how I approach this, and they're able to follow along with that. So I hope that that is helpful. Okay, so common hesitation number three. If I make more money, I'll have to pay more taxes. And I'm kind of chuckling about this here. So I realize that this one is less obvious than the other two. But the truth is that I certainly had this, and I have talked with so many clients over the years, especially working with them in the Make Space for More framework, that there is a fear of, if I make more money, I'm going to have a bigger tax bill. Which, you know, we say, God, I want to make more money, but please don't make me pay more taxes. It doesn't work. And so we have this inner conflict. And so I can tell you that for many years, I knew exactly how much profit my business could show and what that translated to in terms of what my taxes were going to be. And there were years that I hovered around that level. And it was interesting because even though I had income goals, I had sales goals, and I wanted to grow, I also knew where that line of safety was in my own head. The key is in my own head. So I knew, like, oh, if I make X, then I'll only have to pay Y. And I had like this safety zone, which is really, really weird. But here's how I overcame that. And I mentioned this earlier, is profit first. Again, incorporating profit first into the way that I manage my business finances and our budget. Again, I know what's coming in. I know what needs to go out. I know how much I can pay myself. I know how much I need to set aside for taxes. Also mixed in there is, you know, budget for my team. There's also a business savings account, basically. And there's also the expenses of software, maybe business coaching, things like that, to make sure that everything is well balanced out. If you follow that system, or if you find a system that works for you, where you know that a certain percentage of your income needs to be set aside for taxes, and if you do that consistently, you won't be limited by that fear of paying more taxes. The other thing is that this system can be helpful for finding the funds to invest in your business as well. As I had mentioned, once I got that system in place and knew, based on my sales, here's what my salary should be, here's how much I need to set aside for taxes, here is what I have budgeted for expenses in the business, that's where I really began to see, here's how this can all flow together. So again, have a plan. Having a plan will release you from that fear of having to pay more taxes. And I wanted to address that here, even though it's a little bit more abstract, maybe not necessarily top of mind. I had a weird thing going on for years where I did hold myself back because I knew exactly where that line of safety was of not having to pay too much in taxes. So, all of that being said, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope that these were bite-sized tips for helping you overcome the concerns about finding the money to invest in your business, how to manage it as your business continues to grow, and taking the time to hire and train people. Those are big, very valid concerns, but they don't have to hold you back because there are solutions to overcoming them so that you can continue to grow and scale and thrive. So with that being said, please follow and subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. We're going to continue bringing you practical information to grow and scale your business beyond you. I'll see you in a future episode. Thanks so much. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Make Space for More. We know these insights are valuable, and we hope you are inspired to keep growing your business beyond you. Remember, growth is a journey and you don't have to go it alone. Until next time, keep automating, delegating, and elevating your business. This is Melissa Swink, and I'll see you on the next episode of Make Space for More.